Leadership, the Power of Attitude. As I sat down to write this book, I couldn't help but reflect on my journey from a math-loving, English-avoiding student to an author passionate about leadership. Life has a funny way of steering us towards unexpected paths, and for me, that path led to exploring the profound impact of attitude on leadership. Throughout my career, I've witnessed firsthand how a leader's attitude can shape the entire workplace atmosphere. It's not just about managing tasks or hitting targets. It's about inspiring people, fostering growth, and creating an environment where everyone can thrive. This realization became the cornerstone of my leadership philosophy, and the driving force behind attitude reflects leadership. The ripple effect of leadership. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine two different workplace scenarios. In the first, you walk into an office where the energy is palpable. People are engaged, ideas are flowing, and there's a sense of purpose in the air. Now, contrast that with an office where the atmosphere is heavy, employees seem disengaged, and productivity is at an all-time low. The difference? Leadership attitude. I've seen it time and time again. The attitude of a leader ripples through an organization like a stone thrown into a pond. When a leader exudes positivity, confidence, and genuine care for their team, it's contagious. Employees feel valued, motivated, and empowered to give their best. On the flip side, a pessimistic or overbearing leader can quickly drain the life out of a workplace. Remember, as a leader, your team is constantly looking to you for cues on how to behave, react, and perform. Your attitude sets the tone for the entire organization. It's a responsibility that shouldn't be taken lightly. The attitude-performance connection. Now you might be thinking, sure, a positive attitude sounds nice, but does it really impact the bottom line? The answer is a resounding yes. Throughout my years in management, I've observed a direct correlation between a leader's attitude and team performance. Let me share a story from my own experience. Early in my career, I worked under a manager who was brilliant but constantly stressed and negative. The team was talented, but we were underperforming. Morale was low, and people were just going through the motions. When that manager left and was replaced by someone with a more positive outlook, the transformation was remarkable. Within months, the same team was outperforming expectations simply because they felt motivated and supported. This isn't just anecdotal evidence. Studies have shown that positive leadership can increase productivity, reduce turnover, and even improve customer satisfaction. Your attitude as a leader isn't just about making people feel good, it's a crucial factor in your organization's success. Developing a leadership mindset. So, how do we cultivate this positive leadership attitude? It starts with self-awareness. As leaders, we need to constantly check in with ourselves. Are we approaching challenges with optimism? Are we communicating effectively? Are we leading by example? One technique I've found invaluable is the attitude audit. At the end of each day, take a few minutes to reflect on your interactions. Were you patient with your team? Did you offer encouragement? Did you handle setbacks with grace? This simple practice can help you identify areas for improvement and reinforce positive behaviors. Remember, developing a positive leadership attitude isn't about being cheerful all the time. It's about maintaining a constructive outlook, even in the face of adversity. It's about seeing opportunities where others see obstacles. It's about inspiring your team to reach their full potential. The power of authentic communication. A crucial aspect of positive leadership is authentic communication. In my years of management, I've learned that honesty and transparency go a long way in building trust and respect within a team. I recall a particularly challenging period in my career when our company was facing significant financial difficulties. The easy path would have been to sugarcoat the situation or keep the team in the dark. Instead, I chose to be upfront about our challenges. I gathered the team, laid out our situation clearly, and invited everyone to be part of the solution. The response was incredible. Instead of panic or resentment, the team rallied together. People came up with innovative cost-saving ideas, worked extra hours without complaint, and supported each other through the tough times. By being honest and involving the team in problem solving, we not only weathered the storm but came out stronger on the other side. This experience taught me that employees appreciate and respond positively to leaders who treat them as capable adults. When you communicate openly and authentically, you create an environment of trust and mutual respect. This, in turn, fosters a positive attitude throughout the organization. Empowering your team. A positive leadership attitude isn't just about what you do, it's also about what you allow and encourage others to do. Great leaders don't micromanage, they empower their team members to take ownership and make decisions. I learned this lesson early in my management career. I used to think that being a good leader meant having all the answers and directing every aspect of my team's work. But I quickly realized that this approach was not only exhausting for me, but also demotivating for my team. The turning point came when I started delegating more responsibilities and trusting my team to handle important tasks. Yes, there were occasional mistakes, but the overall result was transformative. Team members became more engaged, creative, and proactive. They felt valued and trusted, which in turn boosted their confidence and performance. Empowering your team also means providing opportunities for growth and development. Encourage your team members to take on new challenges, learn new skills, and step out of their comfort zones. When you show that you believe in their potential, they're more likely to believe in themselves and strive for excellence. Resilience in leadership. Let's be honest, leadership isn't always smooth sailing. There will be challenges, setbacks, and days when maintaining a positive attitude feels like an uphill battle. This is where resilience comes into play. Resilience in leadership means bouncing back from setbacks, learning from failures, and maintaining a constructive outlook even in difficult times. It's about showing your team that obstacles are opportunities for growth and that setbacks don't define us, our response to them does. I remember a project that seemed doomed from the start. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. In the past, I might have let frustration get the better of me. But instead, I chose to approach each new problem as a chance to demonstrate problem solving and teamwork. We turned the project into a valuable learning experience, and although we didn't meet our original goals, the team came out of it more skilled, more cohesive, and more confident in their ability to handle challenges. Your resilience as a leader sets the tone for how your team handles adversity. When you approach challenges with a positive, solution-focused attitude, you inspire your team to do the same. In conclusion, remember that your attitude as a leader is your most powerful tool. It shapes your team's morale, performance, and overall success. Cultivate positivity, communicate authentically, empower your team, and demonstrate resilience. Lead with the right attitude and watch as it reflects in every aspect of your organization. Leadership is a journey, not a destination. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep inspiring. Your attitude reflects your leadership, and your leadership has the power to transform not just your team, but the entire world around you.